Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No, we can't do that, man. No.
So how will history handle what took place yesterday? Stephen Farnsworth is a professor of political science and director of the Center for Leadership and Media Studies at the University of Mary Washington. He's also written that book, Presidential Communication and Character. And we're glad to have you here this morning after the vote last night. What was your reaction? Are you surprised that that no Republicans broke ranks, or surprised that some Democrats did?
Well, you know, it really didn't seem very much out of what we were expecting all along.
Right.
We live in very partisan times. Pretty much every Democrat sided with the opposition to the president. Pretty much every Republican sided with the president. The dynamics here are completely different than you would have seen perhaps in less partisan times. But for the last 20 years or so, we've been on this trajectory where there's very little in the way of Republicans who can talk to Democrats and vice versa.
Do you think this kind of goes away over the course of the next, we're down to 10 months, I guess, till the election next year? Do you think that this kind of fades into the background? We'll get through the trial, presumably in January, and something that should be a really big deal isn't a big deal in the reelection effort?
Well, I tend to think that there are very, very few persuadable people with respect to Donald Trump. I think just about everyone in America at this point has reached an opinion about whether they like this man or not, and whether he's impeached or not, what happens with respect to the economy or not. None of these things seem to move the needle at all. I mean, this has been, from the point of view of public opinion, one of the most stable presidencies you've ever seen. Trump consistently comes in a little under 45% approval, a little over 50% disapproval. When the economy is good, when it's not, when he's you know, facing a problem with Russia or not, when he's facing a problem with Ukraine or not, when he's facing a problem with Pelosi or not, it doesn't seem to matter at all. And so I tend to think that that all this is really pretty baked in terms of public opinion. And so I don't know that this dramatically moves the needle either.
I would have assumed that just about everybody in America would have been aware that the impeachment vote was coming up. I mean, even if you're not into politics or you despise politics and deliberately try to avoid it, I would have thought that people would have known about it. You know, kind of like, you know, I don't care about the Super Bowl, but I sure know the Super Bowl's coming up. And generally, I can tell you who's playing in it and who won and, you know, the final score. I was shocked yesterday going through Facebook how many people seem to be caught completely unaware that this was happening. And when they saw the news, I guess in their Facebook feed, asked if Donald Trump was being, you know, did he leave the White House yet? I mean, I'm looking at one quote from someone. Does this mean that he's out of the White House? Please be so, with prayer hands. Does that surprise you?
Well, you know, one of the things that you notice when you study public opinion is that there is a wide variety of people in this country. And like you say, even people who really despise politics, they may not be following along very closely. But they're also the sort of voters who wouldn't be likely to turn out on an election. And so it's important to remember that politics is very much the province of those people who care a good deal about it. They have really strong feelings. They may or may not be very well informed, but without strong feelings, they're not likely to show up. And so it is always a sobering reminder to look at public opinion as a way of appreciating the range of experience and interest in this country.
It's interesting. I see some of these people on my Facebook feed, and rather than think, oh, God, I got to get them to vote for my guy, I almost want them to sit out, because I figure you just haven't been paying close enough attention to make an informed decision, even if it's not the decision that I would make. You know, I don't know. It just struck me as pretty shocking to see that yesterday, because I assumed that there was cursory attention being paid.
Well, you know, there's a certain level of responsibility that is built into our political system. I mean, if the people are to make these decisions and to rule, it does require some homework to come to the decision that you feel makes sense based on your own preferences.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you know, people will choose to do that or not in the same way that they, you know, choose to follow the best avenue for their health or their diet or what have you. I mean, people make choices and they live with the consequences. Yeah. And sometimes it's a painful experience, I suppose, for them or for others.
We're talking to Stephen Farnsworth from the University of Mary Washington. What do you make of Tulsi Gabbard voting present yesterday? That kind of surprised me.
Well, it certainly gets her noticed. Mm-hmm. She's the only one. Of all the Democrats and Republicans and even one independent in the House who made that decision, it really strikes me as a sort of an abdication of responsibility. Mm-hmm. In terms of my own personal view. Vote for the impeachment, vote against the impeachment. But, you know, people are voting you into office to make decisions. They're not voting you into office to sit on the sidelines.
You don't think it's a moderate? I think the spin that her supporters will have is like, this is the kind of leadership we need. Someone who's moderate.
Well, it's certainly a death wish in the Democratic primary.
Right, yeah.
I cannot understand why someone running for president, even if they were making simply a crass political calculation along the lines that we may be discussing here, that's not the call to make if that's your calculation.
With that base.
Because remember, right. She's not running for re-election in the House, she's running for president. And when you look at these Democratic primary debates that you've seen so far, mm-hmm. what you're seeing is an extraordinarily angry set of motivations in terms of public opinion on the people who are going to vote in these primaries on the Democratic side. And, you know, she's not reading the room well if she thinks that being the voice of present in the process of impeachment is going to help her at all as a Democratic presidential candidate. Maybe she's aiming for a third party scenario or something like that.
Yeah.
Because that's the only possible vision that I could see for why this might pay off.
And real quick, of course, this is the big question that you could do a 50-minute lecture for your students on. Whenever something like this happens, there's a ripple effect that carries on well beyond whatever presidency we're talking about. Can you opine for a moment about what you think this vote will do for us when the next president shows up, Republican or Democrat?
Well, I think it's important to remember that there is a big, big legacy, a big stain, whether the impeachment is dismissed in the Senate, which seems likely, as it has, of course, for previous presidents who've been impeached. It really does hurt the president's party. If you think about the aftermath of Watergate, although Nixon resigned before he faced the impeachment, Republicans faced a very, very painful reckoning in the years that followed. The same thing with Bill Clinton. I mean, Al Gore had nothing to do with the business with Monica Lewinsky. He didn't know about it. He wasn't around. But when he ran for president in 2000, no doubt about it, it hurt him. And so, mm-hmm. so whether a president is acquitted in the Senate or not, it tends to have a painful experience, at least if we look back to history.
Yeah.
Like I said, I think the public opinion about Trump is so baked in, and I don't know that it makes a difference of more than a few points here or there.
And in his situation. Really interesting. Stephen Farnsworth, a professor of political science at the University of Mary Washington. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
We'll come back and check traffic and weather together in just a moment. News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.